Now it is the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah. The morning has arrived. Now the pilgrim's first task on this day is to perform stoning the devil. What will be the first task? Throwing the pebbles. After that, they must perform the sacrifice. Then they have to shave their head. And with that, the tasks of the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah are completed. On the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah, the pilgrim also needs to perform Tawafu Ziyarah. If they manage to do it on the 10th, it is superior. Otherwise, Tawafu Ziyarah can be done until sunset on the 12th. Tawafu Ziyarah is the second obligatory unit of Hajj. The first and most important obligation is Wukufi Arfah. And the second is Tawafu Ziyarah. Mufti Sahab has also written that making the intention is a separate obligation. So remember this. Wukufi Arfah is first and then Tawafu Ziyarah. The time for Tawafu Ziyarah starts on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah and lasts until sunset on the 12th. You can do it whenever you wish. Within this time frame, it's better to do it on the 10th, but if you are tired, you can do it on the 11th or 12th. Muzdalifah and Mina are very close to each other. Now, another common mistake pilgrims make is this rush. Come on, quickly. Let's throw the pebbles quickly, get the head shaved quickly, and do the sacrifice quickly so we can remove the ihram quickly. At this time, about 2.5 million pilgrims are trying to stone the devil, so you can imagine how crowded it will be there. It's not like you're going to win some kind of award for rushing. It is better that you go from Muzdalifah back to your own tent. You will have your tent guard and you will know the way. Make sure to figure out the route in advance. Now let me give you a good tip for using your mobile phone. Those who have smartphones should save the location of their tent. So wherever you are, your phone can guide you back to your tent. For those who don't know how to use location services, learn it in advance. It's very easy. Also, send the tent's location to your friends who are in the same tent group. So if anyone gets separated, they can just click on the location and walk back to the tent without stress. So now just think, this is what they call even exhaustion gets exhausted. You won't just be tired, even your tiredness will be tired. Because you have been to Arafat, and before that you spent a night in Mina, then another night in Muzdalifah. You are already exhausted. Now is not the time to go and get caught up in pushing. First go back to your tent. In some groups I've seen, they even arrange breakfast in the tent this morning. Go to your tent, have breakfast, and go to sleep. Sleep properly. You will get such a sweet, restful sleep. When you wake up, do so calmly. The sunnah is to perform stoning before Zuhr time. But if you feel you're too tired, it's very crowded and the heat is intense, then you can do it any time before Maghrib. There is no karahat. So my advice, if you take it, is that you go for stoning at around 2 p.m. in the afternoon. Believe me, you'll pray for me thankfully. Now, for those who have elderly people with them or Islamic sisters accompanying them, they should definitely go after 2 p.m. and should not even try to go earlier, because sometimes people get stuck in the crowd. You only have to throw 7 pebbles, that's it. Now you might ask, what about our sacrifice? So you should already arrange with your group leaders in advance. Tell them, brother, after I finish stoning, I will call you and then you can perform the sacrifice for me. Because if your sacrifice is done before you stone the devil, you cannot exit ihram. You would have to offer another sacrifice. Meaning your actual sacrifice can only take place after you have done the stoning. It cannot happen before. So first you will throw the pebbles, and after that, once you get confirmation that your sacrifice has been done, then you will get your hair cut and exit ihram. As for the best time for stoning, although the Sunnah mentions doing it before Zuhr time starts, if that isn't possible, then you can still do it after Zuhr up until Maghrib. By the way, if someone is sick or has some serious issue, they can even do it until the next day before dawn. But if you go after Zuhr, you'll find that the crowd has cleared out. Millions would have done it already. Some people who go at 7 in the morning will come back and say, look, I did it so early and you still haven't gone yet. I usually reply to them, and after doing your stoning, what will you do? They say, I will take rest. So I tell them, well, I am resting first, and in the end, there's really no difference between you and me, is there? I'll go and do the stoning peacefully and calmly later on. So what's the rush? After that, there's no urgent task left anyway. So anyway, now that you've done the stoning, let's properly understand the method of stoning the devil. When you go to the biggest devil, there will be a large wall structure there. This is called Jamratul Uqba. Now some people ask, there are three pillars there. How will we know which one is the big devil? Look, only one will be open and the others will be cordoned off by the police. You won't even be able to perform stoning at the other ones. Everyone will be stoning the same one, so you'll easily recognize which one is the big devil. Plus, there are large signs posted clearly. So, when you go there, the correct way to perform stoning is this. Your right side should be facing Mina, your left side should be facing the Kaaba, and your face should be toward the pillar. Let me make it even simpler. As you walk from Mina toward the Jamra, Mina will be behind you, and in front will be the direction of the Kaaba. So position yourself in such a way that Mina is on your right, Kaaba on your left, and you are directly facing the Jamra. Now you will throw 7 pebbles. The method is to raise your hand high enough that the whiteness under your armpit is visible, and each time you throw, say, Bismillahillahu Akbar, and throw the pebble. Make sure your pebble either hits the pillar or at least lands inside the surrounding basin. There is a large boundary built around it. Some people throw from too far away, and their pebbles don't even reach the devil. The reason they end up throwing from so far is because they go during peak rush hours when 10,000 people are trying to stone at the same time. You won't even get your turn properly. But if you go during a quieter time, you can go close and perform the stoning properly, and your heart will feel content that you did it correctly. And the virtues of stoning are great. Subhanallah. In one narration, it says that for every pebble thrown, one major sin is forgiven. Stoning the devil is an act of Prophet Ibrahim alayhi salam. Even though the devil is not visibly present, we are imitating the act of our beloved Prophet Sayyiduna Ibrahim alayhi salam. And at that moment, a person should think, I am striking against my own desires. I am seeking protection from the devil. This is a moment of humiliation for devil. After you've done the stoning, if you wish, you can go back to your hotel in Makkah and rest. Once you receive confirmation that your sacrifice has been done, you should get your hair cut. Then you can take a shower. Now, here's a big mistake pilgrims make. Once they go back to Makkah, it's like their wickets fall, meaning they lose momentum. They start saying, who's going to go back to Mina now? In fact, almost 90% of the calls our scholars and preachers receive on the evening of the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah are the same. Sir, if we don't go back to Mina, will there be any penalty? It's just a sunnah, right? Can we just sleep in the Makkah hotel? Our feet are really hurting. So brothers, remember, we have come here precisely to fulfill these sunan. Personally, I wouldn't advise anyone to stay in the Makkah hotel this stage. Go but after 12, go back to your tent after the stoning. There are people right there who can do your haircut. Get it done and you can take a bath there. Change your clothes there and stay there. Because returning after going to Makkah, yes, you do have to go to Makkah, but that is specifically to perform Tawafu Ziyarah. Now, as for that day, doing Tawafu Ziyarah on the 10th of Dhul-Hijjah is superior, but I would advise, although the Sunnah is to do it that day, the crowds are extremely heavy on that day. So if you can manage, fine. But if you have family with you, elderly people, then you can do your Tawafu Ziyarah on the 11th instead.